Even though illegal, the Okada business, where people operate motorcycles for commercial purposes, seems to be booming. This is due to the high unemployment rate and traffic congestions in the cities, especially Accra. In this special report, Deborah Arthur and Francisca Asari take a look at the advantages and disadvantages of the Okada business and how far the police have gone to enforce their laws.
Okada is a thriving commercial business where people use motorbikes to pick passengers for a fee. It is believed that the Okada business started in Nigeria in the 1980s. The business was named after the defunct Okada Airline, which used to operate to the quick fix business of flying passengers from one airport to the other. Okada Air was the most popular Nigerian local airline, but was not known for its comfort. The motorcycle transport was named after the airline because riders could maneuver through heavy traffic and take passengers to their destination in a timely manner in the same way as the airlines. Today, Okada is gaining roots in both rural and urban areas in Ghana. The legislative instrument 2180 of 2012 regulation 128 prohibits the use of motorcycle or tricycle for commercial purposes. Under the LI, the Driver Vehicle and Licensing Authority, DVLA, is not supposed to register motorbikes for commercial purposes. The Chief Director of the Ministry of Transport, Chumesi Ankra Selby, said country where governments allowed Okada to gain roots now find it difficult to control its operations, and other that Ghana needs to be cautious. Mr. Ankra Selby said the law allows the use of motorbikes and tricycles as a means of transport in the rural areas due to non-availability of motorable roads and limited number of vehicles.
We are bound as a nation to go by what the regulations are. In the regulations, yes, we've banned completely the Okada operation. No, but in the law, what has been done is that a tricycle can be used in the rural areas where we know the roads are not good and we don't have enough vehicles flying there. There are two wheels at the back and one in front. And they have a compartment which can fit about two or three people. And it's more stable. The simple reason being that there are so many, statistics which indicate the hazards of using the Okada. I'm told in the north, when they say helmet because the police will enforce, they put calabash. And especially in those countries where currently they are using, like Nigeria and then Benin, and we'd be well advised not to allow this thing. Because in their case, they've allowed them, even though they are now trying to restrict them, it's very difficult to do that. And we don't want to fall into that situation.
In Accra, the situation is different. We have good roads, yet we find people operating in the business. What's the Ministry of Transport doing about the situation? And how far has the Ministry achieved since the initiation of the ban of the use of Okada as a means of transportation?
Like you're saying, you see, enforcement is a difficult thing, because it's only when the police measure and feel that then they also, if the passengers are not going to patronize it, you won't find them. But the people also patronize. If you don't go and sit on it, the man will not take you. So let's all put our efforts together. It's not that anybody is happy about somebody losing his daily livelihood, but there's hazard to it. The death, the accident, fatal one. And it's only when it happens to you that you say, oh, because as a nation, we need to fight again.
The operations officer of the MTTU, ASP Suleiman Asule, said the unit does not only look out for commercial vehicles, but also motor riders, especially those who ride without helmets.
There was a special report by Deborah Arthur and Francisca Asari.